During Mike Round's campaign, he's rallied against the EPA and even called for its elimination, both in a press release and in public, like the Dakota Fest debate.
My first priority would get control of and shut down the operations of the EPA.
And later that same day.
The EPA has to go away. You have to fix it one way or another.
And in answers to reporters' questions.
And part of it, I would love to actually repeal the EPA. I don't think we'll get that done, but I think we can bring them under control by passing the RAINS Act.
Rounds favors the RAINS Act, passed by the U.S. House, but not the Senate. He says it would make the EPA accountable to Congress and the people. He says the EPA should not regulate the operations of farmers and ranchers in South Dakota. But for some, the thought of eliminating the EPA raises red flags. They point out another side to this story, and it starts here. This is Bear Butte Creek. It begins high in the Black Hills and flows between the towns of Galena and Deadwood. The stream winds through spruce, pine, and stands of birch and aspen that drop autumn leaves into tranquil pools of water.
It is in a pretty valley, and it ought to have clean water in it. And it does now, thanks to the EPA.
92-year-old Dick Fort has been a Northern Hills environmental advocate since the 1980s. Fort is with the group Action for the Environment. He points out that Bear Butte Creek is clean only thanks to about $2 million per year from the EPA. That's because the Gilt Edge mine is just upstream. Gilt Edge is a Superfund site. The acid mine drainage that comes out of the former strip mine requires constant treatment. In 2013 alone, the EPA treated 118 million gallons of acid mine drainage before release downstream.
Who's going to take care of that if they're gone? I mean, an environmental protection, that ought to be a basic of our government. To abolish EPA is just, I can only refer to that idea as stupid.
In the late 1990s, the mining company that ran Gilt Edge went bankrupt, abandoned the site, and left taxpayers holding the bill. The cleanup and water treatment project was too big and expensive for the state of South Dakota to take on. Environmental advocates like Lilius Jarding defend the EPA.
There were problems like Love Canal, you know, and there were problems like old uranium mines in the West. And there were problems like a river that lit on fire. And they said, somebody needs to take care of this. The states can't do it, so the federal government has to step in. Now, that's a classic situation for the federal government to step in. It's when the problem is too big for the states.
Jarding is with the group Clean Water Alliance. She says the EPA not only stops acid mine drainage in the Black Hills, it also monitors uranium mining. In fact, in 2011, South Dakota lawmakers handed over some of the state's own oversight of uranium mining to the EPA.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 57, nays 11.
Senate Bill 158, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed.
Senate Bill 158 gave a chunk of state oversight of uranium mines to the feds. Jarding testified against the bill. She says there needs to be both local control and help from federal agencies. But she says if the EPA went away, state taxpayers would be on the hook for oversight.
People in South Dakota don't want to pay taxes, and it costs money to hire new people with the expertise that would be needed. So the EPA and the NRC are the only defense we have in terms of day-to-day monitoring of a mining process and of the radioactive materials that they would be dealing with.
For his part, Mike Rounds believes South Dakotans can take up the task where the EPA leaves off.
We all want clean water, and we all want clean air. But you also have to recognize that in a lot of cases, the folks at the local level do a better job of going through and actually creating the regulatory oversight rather than the federal government.
Rounds accuses the EPA of trying to take control of local waters like farm ponds and stock dams and trying to tax carbon.
I don't think you can abolish the EPA, but you most certainly have to bring them under control. I think there's about 18,000 bureaucrats there right now. And what's happened is they don't have any control. There is no oversight of the EPA.
Rounds' stance on the EPA and his earlier calls to eliminate it gets criticism not only from left-leaning environmentalists, but also from those who describe themselves as true conservatives. Gordon Howey is an independent candidate running against Rounds.
It's a little disingenuous for a candidate who used to be governor to say we need to shut down the EPA when, in fact, as governor, he increased regulations. And so I'm not buying that political soundbite.
U.S. Senate candidates Larry Pressler and Rick Wyland also say they would not eliminate the EPA. Many programs in South Dakota are dependent on federal dollars. The EPA gives $16 million per year to the state, in part to help the state test public drinking water supplies to ensure that clean water comes out of the tap. Those who back the EPA note that clean drinking water is also about streams, like Bear Butte Creek in the Black Hills, which helps recharge the Madison Aquifer. Today, Bear Butte Creek is flowing clean and free of acid mine drainage. EPA officials say they are planning a $50 million remediation project that will further prevent acid mine water from entering this stream. Officials say that project should start within the next few years, that is, if the EPA still exists. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.